The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Most rhino horns leaving southern Africa are destined for markets in Asia, especially Vietnam, where demand has escalated in recent years. The country's newly affluent middle and upper classes seem to be seeking rhino horn as some kind of miraculous remedy. Rhino horn is made from keratin, or compacted hair, a very similar substance to the hooves of a horse or cow, or a person's own fingernails. Taking rhino horn has the same effects as chewing on your fingernails. No medicinal properties whatsoever. Asian rhinos, which generally have smaller horns, seem to be somewhat less a target for poachers. Indian rhinos were nearly wiped out 100 years ago, and they're still hanging on by a thread. They have much larger horns than the other two Asian species, and conservationists have seen an escalation in their poaching similar to Africa in the last 3 or 4 years. The best-case scenario is that increasing public awareness about the plight of rhinos could spur a crackdown on the criminals who buy and kill for these horns. But as you hear every day right here on the public radio show Marketplace, wherever there is a willing buyer, the market will appear.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.